Kathet Regional District Electoral Area C Director Clay Brander has been voted in as chair of the regional board. At the November 8 inaugural meeting, Brander, and Electoral Area B Director Mark Gisborne, were nominated for the position. Corporate Officer Michelle Jones counted the ballots after the vote and announced Brander as the new chair. Brander, in his second term as Area C Director, replaces former Electoral Area A Director Patrick Brabazon, who served as chair for 8 years. Brabazon did not seek re-election in the October 15 municipal election. The two nominees were provided an opportunity to speak before the vote. Brander said he is hard-working, that he comes prepared for meetings, and that he thinks things through thoroughly before speaking. I try to foster good relationships in the community, with the staff and with the board, said Brander. I want to have good relationships so we can continue to work forward together. I have a real interest in establishing a respectful and efficient work environment. I hope we can do that over the next 4 years. I'm an open thinker and willing to consider all ideas. I just want what's best for the community and that starts with a well-functioning board of directors. I feel that I am a good choice to lead it. Gisborne said he wanted to apologize for his role in any of the discomfort and disagreement from the last term. To any member of the public, member of the board or members of staff who were impacted by what occurred, please accept my apology, said Gisborne. I believe that the chair serves at the pleasure of the board. The board maintains the power and the control of the organization, and they can remove the chair at any time by voting them out. In my opinion, my only option as chair to achieve anything moving forward would be to build a collaborative, working relationship with every other member of our board. Gisborne said building a strong, inclusive team requires the group to recognize the value of one, in order to unlock the collaborative power of many. Far too often, I've seen in other local governments, when a majority is formed, the input of the minority can become overlooked, added Gisborne. This can deprive the decision-making body of valuable information. I believe the chair is responsible for setting the tone for the team, and a tone that can be tough on issues, but kind on the individual. It will cultivate a healthy and constructive political atmosphere. A good tone can create a willingness to support each other when tough topics arise. Gisborne said if the board wants to make this next term unlike the previous one, then the dynamic needs to change. Brander, in accepting the chair's position, said he'd like to thank the residents of Area C for acclaiming him to office and he thanked the regional directors for their support and confidence in voting for him as chair. I hope I live up to expectations, said Brander. Brander said this is a new regional board and it provides the opportunity for a clean slate and a fresh start. My philosophy for the term will be, trust the process, said Brander. The process is your friend. Many of us heard that at a recent workshop and I hope you all adopt it as well. Brander said there will be changes in how meetings proceed this term, all of which are endorsed by the procedure bylaw and Robert's Rules of Order. These changes should help us be more efficient, respectful and fair, said Brander. Maintaining proper decorum in the boardroom will be a high priority and in order to accomplish this, we will follow the process. I trust that the board members will comply with the process and conduct themselves in a respectful manner. We need to respect each other, respect the staff, and especially, respect the public. If we work as a team and are respectful of each other's points of view, we will succeed, and the entire community will benefit.